It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Lunch Show. My name is Chad Summers. And you heard that correctly, too. It's the Lunch Show. You're not mishearing me. Let's get started. I've got some celebrity birthdays, but before I do that, I do want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. And don't forget, we have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday, so be sure to join us on those days. We try to post our episodes by noon so you can enjoy them on your lunch break. So let's get started with the celebrity birthdays worth mentioning. Carrie Underwood is 39 years old today. Olivia Wilde is 38. Chuck Norris, 82. And John Hamm, you know, Don Draper in Mad Men, is 51 years old. All right, this one is from Newsmax. Elon Musk in the news again. Big shocker. Elon Musk building his own Texas town. That's right. He apparently has been living in his friend's mansion over the past couple of years, but he's building a neighborhood or a town, if you will. He's going to have housing that is much cheaper than the average housing costs in the area. And this is going to be for his employees. So that's interesting. Oh, all right. We do have a couple deaths to mention. Robert Blake, dead at 89. He is a movie star, once charged with murdering his wife, I believe. And he was found innocent, I guess. Or they had a hung jury. I'm not sure how that played out, but he did not get found guilty and do any time for that. And another death, unfortunately, resulting from that stampede in Rochester, New York at that concert. A third individual has passed away from that. So that really sucks. All right, this one from TMZ. Senator Mark Warner says, "Sorry, TikTokers, we're putting national security over likes." Yeah, see, I think everyone, maybe you don't know. I'll let you know. China owns TikTok. And so the concern is that they're able to get into our computers through the TikTok downloads. And apparently it is what's going on. So they're going to have to do something about that. And there's a lot of people that make a lot of money off TikTok, I believe, and that are not real happy about this. But yeah, we've got to look out for number one first, right? All right, this one is from CNN. Cartel suspected of kidnapping four Americans issues alleged apology. The cartel also handed over five of its members to local authorities in Mexico. Well, that was nice of the drug cartel. That was very nice. They shouldn't have been down there in Mexico. They should have known better. You know, not that they deserved it, but, you know, there's been plenty of warnings not to go down there. And to go down there for a tummy tuck, really? So, you know, don't go to Mexico. Sorry for anyone's loss in those two murders. That's terrible. All right, this one was kind of funny. Bruce Willis's current wife, this was from Wonderwall, addresses report that Demi Moore is now living with them to help care for the actor after his dementia diagnosis. It's not true. Just want to let you know that. I'm not going to go into that. This one from New York Post. Rush Limbaugh's wife sells his longtime Palm Beach home for record $155 million. Good gracious. I knew he had a sweet place on the water down there, but my God. Oh, man. El Rushbo. All right. This one from Fox Business. Half of Americans say they're financially worse than last year. Do you think so? Survey published yesterday. When food and gas doubles in cost, I would say more than half are doing worse, easily. Think of what it's like for senior citizens that live on a fixed income, and everything goes like doubles in price. All right, let's see here. We've got one from Reuters. Judge to weigh Bankman-Fried's trial schedule and bail conditions at hearing. So Bankman is currently freed on a $250 million bail. Now, I guess the judge is concerned that he's communicating with people illegally, something he shouldn't be doing while out on bail. So they might stick him back in jail. I don't know. But we're going to follow this case because it's quite fascinating. It really reminds me of the Madoff scam, you know, so I'm really fascinated by this stuff. It's unbelievable. I would imagine there's a couple people that want him, you know, whacked. So I don't know. We'll see how that goes. We're definitely going to follow it. So keep listening to The Lunch Show. All right. We're going to wrap this episode up with two good news stories because having at least one is policy, so why not add another one to it? All right, this one from the Good News Network. Artificial intelligence can help spot early signs of cancer in chest x-rays. Now, if you've been following any of this AI stuff, it's pretty scary, and I'm not really a big fan of it, actually. But if you're talking about using it to do stuff like this to help people, with cancer and everything, that would be cool if we could control it, you know, and make sure everything was safe and robots weren't gonna like destroy human beings in the human race. That would be great. All right, and this is the second good news story for today before we sign off for the weekend. This one from Newsmax Health. FDA approves Pfizer's nasal spray for migraine. Yes. Yes. I've got a family member that has migraine headaches. And, you know, I think it's going to be good because why would Pfizer spend millions or $1 billion developing it? So I think it's going to do something. I'm hopeful. Because I know if you have them or you know someone that has them, you know that they are absolutely awful. Let's see here. So yeah, I think that's an episode. All right, folks. I think we're gonna wrap it up for the weekend. I hope y'all have an awesome weekend, and I look forward to meeting up again next Tuesday. Y'all have a good one. Peace.
All right, folks, that's it for The Lunch Show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.